Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be teaming with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ed Harrington's here. Ed's back. Ed's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of Ideas to Go. He's written a book along with a couple of other folks called Outsmart Your Instincts, How the Behavioral Innovation Approach Drives Your Company Forward. He's helped us over the years focus our creativity in a way that produces something we can use, something we can hold in our hands. He's our good friend, Ed Harrington. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Jim, it's good to be back.
Good to be anywhere, isn't it? So, Ed, one of the things that I've been a student of over the last generation, basically lived most of my life in the 20th century and learning most of what I know in the 20th century, the 21st century has, been an interesting change, and it's been interesting to me to observe how many things in the 20th century, that we're still doing are appropriate, are valid, and how many of them aren't. And you're here to talk to us about how the 21st century and the current pandemic situation is affecting the way we innovate. Tell us about that.
Well, we're an innovation company, and as I was just telling you, what do we do for a living? We have group meetings where we help people brainstorm, and we bring them in from around the country and around the world. And suddenly, people didn't want to get in airplanes. They didn't want to sit in rooms with strangers and talk.
They didn't want to get in a bus off the airplane to go over to the airport, then to get in another bus to go
to the airport.
To the rental car, and then et cetera, et cetera. All these little
boxes.
And
then show up in a meeting with people who've come in from, 15 different states. So we had to do this thing called Innovate. And figure out how are we going to get through this thing overall. And the fact is, we have done our work online. We've used what everybody's learning to use, Zoom. So we had to shift our gears and take everything out of facilities, out of where we typically do these projects, and do them online.
Do you see this as a permanent shift, or do you see it as something that's necessary for the time?
I do not see it as permanent. I see it as a shift necessitated because it has been made a necessary thing. I'm not overly concerned. I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm not, because I'm not. I'm older, but I'm not in the susceptible area.
Well, you're not living your life in fear. I think there's a difference. There's a difference in being realistic about how dangerous the coronavirus is, how COVID-19 is, because it can be. But you're not living your life in fear, and you're not letting it take over your life. You're adjusting and you're shifting, aren't you?
Correct. And I think what's interesting about that is, gee, now I've got to go. This is what I always did in person. Now I'm going to go do it, through these Zoom meetings, and our Zoom meetings will have 15 people in them. And you can't do a direct translation. You just don't turn around and say, I'm going to do the same thing. There are things you suddenly have to do different. So, for example, we have to prepare for our meetings much more because we're not in person and we can't adjust. We do get to see faces and a little bit
It's harder to go with the flow on Zoom, isn't it?
It's much harder to get a feel for things. You know, if you're sitting in a room with a bunch of people, you can see the ones who are listening, who's ignoring you, who's bored, who's doing what when you're sitting, you're just virtually there.
Right.
It's not the same. So, for example, like I said, we have to really plan through our sessions. We always plan them, but here, time is fleeting, and we also do projects much less time. Our projects are typically 8 hours. We realize there's no way we're going to do eight
nope.
hours online. People
right.
will fall asleep in front of us. You have to do a little bit of dog and pony show. You know, you have to do a few things to engage people and keep them paying attention to you.
How was what you've learned translate to people who don't? What you're saying is you're an innovation company who had to innovate. What if you're a supply
exactly
company?
Right.
What if you're a supply company that has to innovate?
Well, you know, I what we did, and I would say to other people, is we looked at, I think you say the new regular, is that
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What I say, Jim, is the new abnormal. Not the new normal, it's new. New things are not normal. New things are different.
Right.
So we looked at what we had, and I would say to anybody, what's happened to your business? Your business model, a fundamental business model, it's for us, it's essentially the same. But the way you carry it out is very different. We're lucky because we're in a business where we were able to do that and we had done online before. I think for anybody else, it's a matter of, okay, look around. At least for now, you got to do something to adjust your business in this environment. As I said, we're somewhat fortunate. I mean, mind you, business is down about 50%, and that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the positives for us is we've decided to actually close our offices. We had two offices where we had facility rooms, and we said, well, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
We were downsizing a little bit anyhow, but this took downsizing to obliterating
right.
What we did. And
what
so
one of the things as we go to a break here, one of the things that I pointed out early on back in April was that regardless of what was coming at us, we have to say to ourselves one default statement, or question, I should say, to ask yourself, do I plan on being in business January 1, 2021? To me, that's the default fundamental question. And if you do, everything else pivots off of that. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
need your website. I need your website one more time, Ed. We'll talk about that some more after the break. Give me your website.
Yeah.
What's your website, Ed?
Website is ideas2go.com.
All right. All
letters. IDEEDASTOGO.
Outsmart your instincts. That's the book, too. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.